800-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Welcome into the zone, the sports zone here on AM 860 The Answer. We appreciate you tuning in. A little sports Saturday. You have Paul Porter and the home team from 11 to 1 on Saturdays, and you have the sports zone from 11 to 12 on Sundays. So trying to get a little bit more sports here on The Answer, AM 860. And you're going to get Gator basketball, and you'll get the Gator football bowl game also. So we're proud to be broadcasting those fine organizations. So, Josh, good morning to you, Mr. FanDuel. How you doing today, buddy?
I am doing great. Another exciting day of NFL football here as we gear up for the fantasy playoffs and end of the season. Some really exciting games today.
Absolutely. Scott Levinson, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am just wonderful. We are living in the land of the free and the home of the wave, baby.
Oh, a little Tulane reference there,
absolutely,
folks.
Absolutely.
Speaking about the wave, let me do a big shout-out to our military. The Navy on the water, taking care of the waves. Okay, God bless those guys. Army, Air Force, you know, they're doing it up, man. And don't forget the Marines, Semper Fi. Coast Guard's out there, too, patrolling our borders, and we need to take care of our borders. And I don't want to forget about our first responders and our firemen and women out there fighting the fires. We need to be a little bit more conscientious of the job these folks do and appreciate, and the policemen and women out there, too. You know, it's a heartfelt thanks from us in here and this group. We appreciate everything they do, and I want everybody to feel that way. I mean, Pearl Harbor's going to be Wednesday, something to think about and what a lot of people have done for this country. Some gave all, some gave some. So just remember that. So thank you to everybody I just mentioned, and God bless you all. All right, time for a little college football talk. Scott, who are your top four teams and why?
In order?
In order.
Georgia, because they're Georgia. I don't think we need to even explain that one.
Okay.
Michigan State because, Michigan because they're almost Georgia.
Okay.
So we don't have to explain that one.
Okay.
I keep TCU at three. They are a one-loss team. I think they have proved they deserve to be there. And I am Ohio State at four.
So
now those two could be interchangeable, but I just don't see any way to take a one loss TCU out.
Okay.
And put a team like an Alabama or something that didn't even make their championship game. And to me, that says a lot. If you can't even make your game in your conference to the title game, nah.
Okay. Josh, what is your take on the top four?
Yeah, I'm the same four. I think Ohio State gets in for USC. TCU stays, and I think they're going to try to make it. They're going to try to avoid having a Michigan-Ohio State rematch. So you'll see Georgia versus Ohio State and then Michigan versus TCU.
Yeah, that's what I think also, if we all agree on that. Mm-hmm. Is there even an argument to be had to drop TCU out of the top four, in your opinion, Josh?
An argument, yeah, sure. But Duggan like got them to go into overtime yesterday, I think that pretty much sealed it for them. Like that comeback. If they had lost, you know, they were down double digits at one point. If it had been like that, then it opens the door for a little more conversation. But I mean, the grit they showed, what they've done all year, the ability to win all these games. So yeah, I think they earned it.
Now
and I think also that loss yesterday was not that you kick that field goal in overtime, kick the ball.
I don't know.
You just got stopped three times.
If I can't make a yard, I don't deserve to win the ball.
Bingo. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
You got to get a yard.
Yeah. You got to find a way, man. Yeah.
Coach to win the game. You don't coach to prove
you coach
a point.
No, you're not proving a point. You're getting a touchdown. You're a yard away. You got to believe in yourself. You have four tries to get a yard. Come on.
They didn't get it on the first three. Kick the ball.
You got to believe you get it on the fourth.
Right.
No. Not when you hand the ball off 5 yards deep in the backfield.
Right, it was a bad play call.
Yes.
All four of them were bad play
calls. Okay, correct. But that's a different conversation.
Correct.
The decision was correct.
Right.
The execution was poor.
The decision on the when you look at the plays they're calling, if you're going to stay on that path, it's a wrong decision. I mean, you got to throw the ball. At least give him an option to throw or run.
I couldn't agree with you more. But if he punches it in, we're not having this discussion. I hate to do that.
How do you not run a quarterback sneak three times?
Well, something of that nature.
Absolutely. No, the play calling was terrible, but you go for it there always.
Yeah, always. Now, let's talk about this. Who do you think, Josh, are the best four football teams right now currently on the docket? You tell me your top four.
I mean, definitely Georgia and Michigan.
Of course.
Definitely there. And I think you have. I think all those teams, I think Ohio State and TCU are both in that mix. Utah has looked really good. I think they're right there. K-State, who I feel like we haven't been talked about at all this season. They've got big wins, against Oklahoma. Oklahoma's so... They are. Yeah, Alabama has been playing well. There's no doubt about it. Tennessee and LSU can compete with them all. So,
are you telling me TCU, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is one of the top four best teams in the country right now?
No, I think I think Georgia and Michigan are clearly a level, and Georgia is on their own.
Yes.
And then there's Michigan. And then I think there's probably six teams that are all roughly the same, which opens the conversation to expand the playoff.
If you're saying roughly the same, that's different. But
to answer your question, no, there is a shadow of a doubt. That was the way you phrased it.
K-State.
So there's a conversation to be made for TCU as well as Ohio State, Bama, USC, Utah.
K-State lost to Tulane. They're not in the conversation.
Okay.
Not with three losses, they're not.
No, that's the problem. I mean, you can't reward three losses. I mean, that's going to be interesting when they expand to 12.
Your question was who's playing the best right now?
I'm just saying on paper is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Who are the best four teams on paper?
Oh.
Is TCU
one of the four best
on paper?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I misunderstood the question. When you said right now, I thought you were like literally how they're playing today.
No. If you can tell me that TCU on paper is one of the four best teams, then you got to keep them in there.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know if I can make that statement. I'd have to do a little bit more research.
Who would you, USC?
No, because they got the problem with the USC was
you give it to Utah over USC.
Yeah, so there you go.
And that's a big thing. If Utah,
can you imagine if Utah would have beat the Gators?
You took the words out of my mouth. 110%. If Anthony Richardson hadn't pulled a rabbit out of his behind in that one,
then
Utah,
we're having a different conversation.
Absolutely, but that's why every game matters. That was week one, first game of the season.
Well, that's the thing, Josh. I love college football for this reason alone. If you lose one game, it might be all over. That means every game's important. In the NFL, it's not that way.
It's not fair the way they do it, though, when you lose that game.
Good point, Scott.
And that's bullcrap, the
way
they do it. If you lose a game week two, it's the same record as losing it in week 10.
Yeah.
This is all an argument to expand the playoff.
Correct.
Right?
And that's why I said it, Josh. You took the words out of my mouth that time, brother. And that is this. Do you think we might move up the playoff? Do you think they might jump the gun and say after this nonsense, that's not the proper way to put it. I knew this was going to happen, Josh. You heard me talk about it. I said, watch USC and TCU blow it, and then we're going to have a nightmare of who gets in and who doesn't.
How many major conferences are there?
Five if you're going major.
So, well, I guess you've got the five. I think the winner of those should be automatic bids. Just like they do in the NCAA basketball. You win your conference, you're in.
Yeah. Even if you have four losses?
You're in.
Josh, what's your thoughts on that one?
They do it in every other sport, Patrick. Every other sport.
I know. It doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yeah.
Name me one sport where winning your conference doesn't get you in the playoffs.
Ole Miss. Let's go with baseball. Ole Miss. Who would have thought they would have won the national championship this year? Nobody. They went from nothing to win it all.
But they won.
And they got hot at the right time. Is that a good system, or should we go more body of work? It happens in the NFL, too, Scott. The sixth seed,
baseball.
The seventh seed goes the distance. Baseball. The wild card team gets in and wins
That's
it all.
That's why I'm saying if you win, there is – name me one sport.
Yeah.
In the professional or college, where if you win your conference, you're not in the tournament or the.
I think that's what they'll do. The conference winners will all get an automatic bid, and
that's
then
five.
Yeah.
What do you? Since they're going to 12, I would like to see. I'd have to do the math. I'd have to do more research. But the top five, if you took the one and two out of each of those, that'd be 10. And then you get two wild cards from the American or wherever. I'd be okay with that. How about?
But I don't want to just guarantee American or one of those mid-majors an automatic bid either.
Oh, what do you think about that, Scott? That's a good point.
No, if you have, this, like I said.
Top five, you're not going to go. The Power Five, you get it. The other two or three conferences, if they win, do they get in too?
How many conferences are there?
I believe there's eight. Josh, can you check that for me?
Well, you have the five major ones. But again, there's so many changes happening right now. The way things are moving to, it's really only going to be the SEC and the Big Ten. You're going to have some of the, I'm saying, as far as that's where the powers are going.
The Big 12.
The Pac-12 is losing.
The Big 12.
Right, they're losing Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're still picking up.
ACC.
So
SEC.
So we always talk about in the NFL how the division, in the NBA, divisions and conferences are silly. It should just be the top 16 teams. It should be the same way here.
Thank you. We agree.
This year at Tennessee.
No,
and
we don't agree with that, Scott. That's cool.
You have to be rewarded for winning a title.
We already agreed with that. Everyone who went. The major conference, not a mid-major. I'm sorry, like a Jackson State this year didn't deserve to get it. A UCF, a Tulane. Right. Like Tulane this year would have an argument, but not every conference winner.
What is the most, what makes the NCAA March Madness so exciting? It's because.
It's one and done.
And we saw,
no. 64 teams.
Right, but what did we see last year like we've never seen before? All these teams, you know, there were a lot of upsets last year. And I'm sorry, if you win your conference, you should be rewarded. It name me a sport that you're not.
Well, keep in mind, though, Scott, football is different because you can only really play so many games. That's why that argument isn't as...
And there's no mid-majors in the professional sports leagues.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. I think the NFC South is a mid-major.
That's pretty good, Scott. I like that. On that note, we're going to take a quick timeout here on AM 860, the Sports Zone. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the college football playoff, and then we'll get into the NFL. Talk about the wonderful NFC South, because it is rough, and we'll get into that real soon. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Traveling this holiday season? The TV in your hotel room holds hidden tech tricks, from helping you charge your devices to catching up on your favorite streaming shows. I'm Kim Commando with three ways tech pros use a hotel or vacation rental TV. 1. Did you forget to pack a wall charging plug, but you still have a USB cable on hand? No problem. Just plug the phone's cable into the TV's USB port to give it a fast charge. Also, take a look at the lamps in the room. Many have charging ports. 2, do not sign in using your streaming username and password on the room's TV. That's a great way to let the next person in the room buy content on your account, unless you log out before you check out. That's why 3 is important. Connect your laptop or tablet to the hotel's TV. All you need is an HDMI adapter. Now you can watch your movies, shows, and listen to podcasts right on the hotel TV. Or take the easy route, use a Chromecast or AirPlay device. And get my new daily podcast called Kim Commando Today. You have a lot of places to get your tech news. I know that. But there's only one website that tells you what the tech news means to you. And that's my site, commando.com. Every day, you'll find breaking tech news, security alerts, along with really useful tips and product reviews. Tens of millions of people just like you visit my site, and I'd love for you to become a regular. I bet you learn one great thing each day at commando.com. And at my site, you also get early access to my USA Today columns, too. And to make things easier on your busy life, Sign up for my free newsletters that get delivered right to your inbox. You can pick and choose what you're interested in, whether that's smartphones or smart homes, Windows or Mac. And this way, you only get the know-how that you want. And I'll never, ever send you spam because I value you and your inbox. At commando.com, there are links at the top of the page to get my free newsletters. And also, send me a personal message. Go now while you're thinking about it. That's commando.com, KOMANDO.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay, all the way down there to Port Charlotte, all the way up to Crystal River, all the way out to Kissimmee. You can catch us, and we appreciate you tuning us in. AM 860, The Answer, in the Sports Zone on Sundays. Captain Matt Bruce and I from 547 to 557 tomorrow. Tune in. We'll be talking about what happened in the NFL today and the college football bowls. So check us out tomorrow morning on that. All right, Josh. Now, where do you think Florida State is going to go in their bowl game? There's a lot of projections and this and that, but there's a lot, you know, things still out there. And UCF. So give me your take on those two.
I saw they had Florida State in, like, the Cheez-It Bowl,
yes.
I want to say, something like that.
Yeah.
So
cracks me up.
We are, I mean, that's it's looking like that, but in 9-3 with 10, you know, that's, you can't expect too much more.
No, if they go 10-3, what a year, man. They're going to get some good recruits and be set. UCF, there was some talk about the coming back over here to St. Pete and the Gasparilla, but it looks like they're going to send them down to Boca Raton, which would be good. I mean, I think it's silly to play in the same bowl game 2 years in a row. Do you agree with that, Josh?
Like, yeah, you got to mix it up. Absolutely.
Do you like the fact, Josh, speaking about the bowl games, that there's the tie-ins? I'd prefer they would stop the tie-ins and just get the best you can. You agree with me on that one, Scott?
I don't like it. Yeah, I'm so tired. The
SEC and, you know.
The ReliaQuest Bowl.
The ReliaQuest Bowl.
The ReliaQuest Bowl. I mean, it's, what is it, the number two Big Ten or the number three Big Ten?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I think Big Ten is the most boring, except for Ohio State. It is so boring to
me. Well, you're up in that weather and that culture and everything. It's just 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Occasionally you get a guy who can throw the rock a little bit.
I mean, I understand bringing them here because of fan traveling and all that.
Yeah, but
I'm
people still travel.
I mean, we could see SEC down here all the time.
That's my point. So why are we getting them again? I don't like it. What's your thoughts, Josh?
I prefer to mix it up. I think it's better.
Yeah.
But you also want to keep it regional. Like with FSU, it would make sense to do the Cheez-It Bowl because that's in Orlando.
Right.
And then the Duke's Mayo Bowl is another one that would make sense because that's in North Carolina.
Right. Yeah.
No. I love some of these names.
Yeah, isn't it funny? But what's the best one ever? The Poland. Weed Eater Bowl.
Is it a Poland or Purland. A Poland?
Poland. Weed Eater Bowl, baby. Oh, Lord have mercy. That was funny. Are there too many bowl games, Josh?
And here we go. We always wind back on the capitalism. We always wind back on the money. We always wind back. If there's money to be made, they're going to put the product out there on the field.
I'm just asking a question. Are there too many?
The sports zone. There's no, is that, have you ever felt there's too much football?
That's a good question, young man. I guess not. So there you go. But, you know, a lot of it's kind of funny. I mean, should you be rewarded going 6-6, Josh?
Do you consider it a reward? Some teams turn down the opportunity because I think it's embarrassing.
Of course, Patrick. Everybody deserves a trophy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Right.
Not everyone has to take the trophy.
They don't.
It was this point, Josh.
They don't.
Of what we've done in Little League. No, a ring but is you a participation trophy, a ribbon.
But that's the reality. Everyone has different expectations. Tulane went 11-2 this year, made their first bowl game since 36, whatever. The major bowl.
Oh, like, yeah.
They'll
make
their first big one, first con. You know, that's. For them, this is the best season they've had in forever and ever and ever. Yet, if you live in Tuscaloosa, expectations are everything.
Man,
so.
I saw something that Alabama was going to play in a really weird bowl game to, like, wow. And look it up. I mean, nothing special.
I mean, I still see them as like a Sugar Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Orange Bowl type thing.
No, that's what I'm telling you, brother. It wasn't there.
I think you're going to see USC Tulane at the Cotton Bowl.
Yes, I think you're correct.
Yeah.
And the Utes will be in the Rose Bowl against
Penn State
because of the Michigan-Ohio State thing now.
Correct.
Right. But with Tulane USC, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, now, for some goofy reason, Ohio State doesn't make it like we're talking about, then they would go to the Rose Bowl, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, over Penn State.
You want to see Tulane face a USC, a team like that, or an Alabama.
That'd be a great game.
And then you want to see Kansas State, you know, face Alabama or USC, something like that.
If UCF would have pulled off the upset yesterday, that would have been weird to see USC against UCF.
I think Tulane is setting up. We've got us another look at a Boise
State game, yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, man.
You know, that type of thing.
Hey,
like
we'll
Josh
take your calls at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it all transpires in good old college football land. And, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. You know what, Scott, I don't want to forget. We might have to get away tomorrow night if I can find a way. It's busy season for me with Medicare, but maybe tomorrow night take a little – drive down to Apollo Beach and see our wrestling buddies.
Joshua and I mentioned
that. Yes, and Mr. Hal Jeffrey. And I believe Hal Jeffrey is calling in. Good morning, Hal Jeffrey. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's the sports slammer, Patrick Hyland, right there.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing? Big night tomorrow night, right?
Big night tomorrow night, man. I'll tell you, I'm out here on the highway right now steering people. I got a big arrow pointing this way to the autographs. This way to the autographs.
There you go, baby. Right down there on Apollo Beach Boulevard. It really is pretty. And tomorrow night should be a perfect night for it.
Oh, it's going to be great. Cigars on the Boulevard. It's going to be great. 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. All the guys have been calling me. They're telling me, hey, can I bring some of my championship belts? Should we come in our makeup, our gimmicks and all? And I said, hey, the fans would love it. And if you bring your belts, all the fans want to hold them and get pictures with them. Nobody really realizes how heavy these things are. These are real heavy championship belts.
I hear you, Hal. You know, no doubt about it. It's going to be interesting. Who's going to be the cigar sponsor of this thing? Let's give him a little love.
Oh, well, the sponsors are the Frontier Cigar Company.
Yeah, Frontier, baby.
Frontier. They're the ones that are in all the cigar depot things and all the ABC wine and all that. They're in there. And then, of course, Charlie and Kevin, they're at Cigars on the Boulevard. They're a big, tremendous outreach for charity, needy causes. They host a lot of things there, and they love having the wrestlers there because they're good people, and they know the wrestlers bring good people.
Yes, that's correct. No, it should be a lot of fun.
Hey, now, I got to tell you, I'm going to warn you right now. I'm going to warn you. You said you wanted to dance with fantasy. You know, well, Cuban told me, he said, hey, Hal, when you get a hold of this Highland guy, you tell him that I got the Russian sickle ready for him. If he's coming in there and starting to mess with my manager, fantasy, I'll put the sickle on him, and then I'm going to beat him seriously with the Cuban heavyweight championship. Man,
that's a little harsh.
He thinks that you have more intentions than dancing.
Well, all I'm saying is if I'm going to wrestle with somebody, it's going to be her, Coach. Come on, Hal. That's all. Okay, so we'll dance. We won't wrestle. That's all.
I like that. That's good. She'll put you in a figure four.
I'm sure she would. Man. She'd Ronda Rousey me. But, you know, hey, take one for the team, Hal.
You're going to take one for the team. You're exactly right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to take it for the team. All right. Well, listen, you know, Cahagas is a three-time National Wrestling Alliance champion. He's bringing his belts over from Sebring. And we got B. Brian Blair is going to be with us. Steve Kearns, the Skinner, when he wrestled with WWE, the Skinner. And then B. Brian Blair, the Killer Bees, he's going to be there. Hector Guerrero, the great Guerrero wrestling family, Eddie, Hector, Chavo. Hector's going to be with us tomorrow night. Man, I'll tell you, Cuba's going to be. And, of course, Haku. Haku just—he's stuffing, he's snorting. Yeah, and this is what you don't like to see. Andre the Giant and he before—they were tag team partners for 2 years, held the championship. Andre and that would start to snort before he'd go into the ring, and you knew that he was getting ready for ring action. And that Haku snorts now before he gets into any action. He'll be walking around there stomping. It'll be unbelievable to watch him. I'll have to control him.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Haku. A big sponsor here at AM860, The Answer, for Captain Matt Bruce, is Moss Auto Dealerships, and Haku works at Moss Auto Dealerships. And that just goes to show you they hire quality people that do good in the community, and that's why they sponsor Matt Bruce's show, because Matt does good things in the community. So that's what it's all about, man. We got to do more things in the community and have some more fun, you know, out there.
You got it.
With all this, Hal.
You got it.
So,
You know, we're doing this for Cauliflower Alley Club.
Yes, sir.
That's the that's the association, like the fraternity of all the old wrestlers and new wrestlers too. All the wrestling community, boxing community, and some Hollywood stuntmen and women. But a lot of these older guys that wrestled for $25 and $50 a match don't make the big money that they make now. They never got that kind of money. And they had to wrestle every night, two and three times a day sometimes in different places. And they just don't have the money to pay their medical bills, sometimes to even pay their electric bill at the house. You know, it's just nothing going. They had no career after wrestling. And so the Cauliflower Alley Club, this fraternity, we do fundraising like this tomorrow night. That money will go to the club. We've got a committee on the club that filters all of the money requests and needs, and then we help them with send the money out. None of us know who gets the money. Only that committee that makes the decision knows who gets the funds. But we do it to help the old ones that have built this game up to what it is today.
Amen, Hal. Well, man, I'll look forward to see you. I won't be able to get down there till 6:30, but I'll get down there about 6:30 and say hello to you and the guys, and I look forward to it. And have a great day. Go ahead, sir.
Maybe I can call him Cuban down by 6:30.
There you go. Thank you, man. Yeah, I don't want to go into, and he's got Brian Blair there, too. I don't need to go into a bee's nest with those two. So there you go, man.
I know. And I told Cuban, I said, listen, Patrick's an old friend of mine. Yeah. He's a nice guy. He tries the best he can, but he's only got so much to work with.
There you go, man. There you go, brother. Hal, God bless you, man. Have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night for a great event for a great cause, my man.
I always look forward to seeing you, Patrick.
Thanks,
allowing us to share about this wrestling event.
Amen, brother. All right, folks.
Thank you, brother.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless.
You too, man. All right, folks, we're going to take a little quick time out here for a little SRN news and a little weather and tell you what's going on in this great community. And you can call us at 877-969-8600. So it'll be about a three-minute break, and then Josh and I and Scott are going to get into NFL. So hang in there with us for a couple minutes. Come back. You're going to want to hear the rest of the show. We're going to have some fun.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Saudi-led OPEC oil cartel and allied producers, including Russia, did not change their targets for shipping oil to the global economy amid uncertainty about the impact of new Western sanctions against Russia that could take significant amounts of oil off the market. The decision made today at a meeting of oil ministers coming a day ahead of the planned start of two measures aimed at hitting Russia's oil earnings in response to its invasion of Ukraine. The trial of 10 men accused in the 2016 suicide bombings at Brussels Airport and an underground metro station begins in earnest this week. Survivors and relatives of the 32 people killed in the deadliest peacetime attacks on Belgian soil are hoping for closure. And ISIS is claiming responsibility for Friday's shooting at the Pakistani embassy in Afghanistan, in which the head of the mission escaped unharmed, but a guard was wounded. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com, 93.7 FM, W229DJ Dunedin, by downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour, only on AM 860, The Answer.
Today it'll be sunny to partly cloudy with a high 81. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low 64. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high 80. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high 82. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high 84. Thursday, partly sunny with a high 82. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high 81. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Sports Zone. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. And we have one open line. Robbie, welcome into the zone. What's on your mind today, young man?
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys think about the Netherlands beating the United States and the Cavaliers beating the Seminoles in college basketball and the Cleveland Browns upsetting the Buccaneers last week. And thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Robbie. Thanks, man. Well, in order, for your order, very, you know, saddened to see the Netherlands beat the wonderful U.S. men's soccer team. But it was kind of to be expected, right, Josh? I mean, it would have been a wonderful story and a neat upset if they could have won 1-0, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, no, we were the inferior team. We were very, very young, but Arrow's definitely pointing up. We're hosting it here in 4 years. And, you know, got soccer players hit their prime, like in most other sports, around that 27, 28 range. Our key guys are all 22, 23, 24, so they're going to be significantly better by the time we're on this stage again next year, so or in 4 years, excuse me, the next tournament. So yeah, it's encouraging, it's fun. It was great to see everyone all around the country, you know, getting together, watching at bars, everyone talking about it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm real happy. And then Cavaliers beating Florida State in basketball. I'm going to be interested to see how the Noles do in basketball this year. You know, they have a decent team, but we're going to see if they can, you know, do something with it.
Every time I look, we're losing to Stetson and Samford. Not Stanford, Samford.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was expecting more out of that team, but, you know, maybe they're just having growing pains also. And then last but not least, we were worried that Cleveland could upset them, but they should have never lost the game the way they did.
Is that just all on Bowles to call the timeout? How does Brady not call the timeout? How does nobody else call the timeout?
How do we not go for it on fourth and two?
That as well. But the timeout types that, like, those are the things where you see that happen with, like, Nathaniel Hackett in other leagues.
Yes.
And it's like, that's just that we can't be that incompetent.
Well, I don't know what's happening with all the staff these NFL teams have. You might want to probably hire a guy whose clock management skills are top shelf. Just a thought.
And that's, I just don't understand how there's that many people on the sidelines, that many people, and no, Blaine Gabbert can't call a timeout? It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. No. But fortunately, our division still stinks. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But on the cop, before we totally dive into NFL, we saw Deion went to Colorado.
Yes.
But now USF hiring Alex Golish.
Golish.
Tennessee offense coordinator. So Kind of exciting. Tennessee's offense was just firing missiles all year long. They were averaging like 60 points a game during that one stretch.
Yeah,
so
if we can get some offense here at USF land, it'll be pretty good. Be pretty exciting. Charles, welcome to the Sports Zone. What's on your mind today, Charles?
Hey, boys, how y'all doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Well, I tell you, you know, it's disappointing, but I did find out that my Rolling Tide, we are going to go to Idaho and play in the Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda Bowl, and I believe we're going to take on Alcorn A&M, I believe.
Oh, lovely. There you go, Charles. Now, does Alabama deserve to be in the championship playoffs?
No, we didn't take care of it, and you know, I mean, the diehards down there in Tuscaloosa and all that, and oh my God, it's a horrible. I said, name me how many hundreds of teams want to sit there and be 11-2, go to a major bowl game and stuff, be great for recruiting, and that's the way sports is. That's the way life is. You ain't always going to get what you want, but and remember a few weeks back, and you know, I told you all. Ain't nobody beating Georgia, man. I don't care if it's Michigan, TCU, or whatever. Nobody's beating Georgia. And the sad thing is if they bring in Ohio State, that means there's going to be two damn Yankee teams in there. But as long as the title comes back to the SEC, hey, that's fine with me.
There you go, Charles. I like that, man. I like that. See, you're a real college football fan. You're not a true homer, period, and I like that about you, man. I mean that sincerely.
Oh, no, I mean, my favorite pro team has been the Steelers since I was 10 years old, and I told people, I said, we're going to absolutely suck for the next 3 or 4 years, and it'll turn around, and, you know, everybody's thing with, you know, Tomlin, and oh, he's such a good coach, and this and that, and it's like, you know, I said, it's like Bradshaw said, he's basically a cheerleader, but, you know, he's...
That's cold.
You know, but that's the thing with the NFL, it's like, and what's a shame is that they don't give these guys any more time. It's a year now. Instead of being 3 years to 5 years, it's a year. In college, it's getting just as bad. Oh, you didn't win a championship in 2 years? What the hell is wrong with you?
Yes.
So, but I am happy for Deion. He's going to Colorado. I heard some old boy talking the other day about... He was going to go to USF. I'm like, no.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see. He's the type of guy who could change that Colorado Buffalo mentality there. The last time I remember them being good was, you know, Coach McCartney. He was awesome. So that's last time.
Well, yeah, and then we had Slash as the quarterback. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, so, but it's going to be, he's using it, and you can't blame him. He's using it as a stepping stone. And
sure.
Every good coach is going to do that. And within a, you know, 3 to 5 year period, he'll either be major college or he'll be in the pros somewhere.
Yep, I agree, Charles. Well, thanks for calling in, man, and putting your 2 cents in and being straight up about Alabama. I thought you were going to be a little bit unbiased,
no,
and you weren't.
Problem,
thank
man.
You,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, the people that are the homers and stuff, I'm like, dude, you got to be kidding me. You got to look a little bit at reality. But you guys have yourself a blessed week coming up.
Thank you, Charles. You too, man. God bless you. All right. Josh, let's get into it, brother. Let's start off with the first 1 o'clock game on the docket. And who is that going to feature?
I've got Steelers at Falcons.
Beautiful. Falcons 24, Steelers 20.
Wow. Falcons at Steelers?
Other way around.
That's why I said it. Yeah.
Yeah, I go with that. A little bit of tidbit. Do you know the Pittsburgh Steelers are the only team in the NFL to have their logo only on one side of the helmet?
That is correct, sir. Very good, young man.
There you go.
I like it.
Useless trivia here at the Sports Zone.
No, that's a good it's a good question. People don't realize that.
Presented by Who Really Cares.
I like it.
There you go.
I like it. Josh, what do you think? Anybody in that game fantasy worthy?
Yeah, I think Steelers offense has been improving a little bit.
Mr. Pickens might catch one today. We'll
see. Pickens and Deontay Johnson keep gobbling up targets. Atlanta secondary is not good. I see a similar score, but I think it'll be flipped. I think Steelers win a close one on the road. Yeah.
Can Drake London have a decent day today?
Yeah, they don't have anyone else. You know, he's had a disappointing year from a fantasy standpoint, but he's made nice plays.
Yes,
it's
he has.
When they
run. Maybe he can catch one today and get 80 yards and 6 catches. That'd be a nice day.
Yeah, they don't throw it enough for him to have volume.
No, they don't.
Right. And then in the backfield, Jalen Warren is going to – he didn't play last week. That's why you saw, like, Benny Snell and Anthony McFarland Jr. Anthony McFarland Jr. is not related to Booger McFarland, I learned. Different people.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there's not a whole lot to like on the Falcons side. If you need to stream a quarterback, Mariota is always available. If you need a deep dart, Olamide Zaccheaus is someone that you could look at for a cheap wide receiver. Because, like we said, they really don't have any other pass catchers. So.
Correct. Very good point. All right. Next 1 o'clocker, Josh.
Broncos at Ravens.
There's talk about benching Russ Wilson, man. Can you believe that? Now, the head coach is saying no, but if he has another bad outing, man, it might be Russ. Take a timeout. Do you see Russ possibly being bye-bye from the Broncos next year?
The contract's too bad. Unfortunately, they're pretty stuck. So unless a team like the Colts wants to take a shot on him just because they seem to be recycling a bunch of washed guys, or Washington.
Yeah.
But, no, I like Ravens to win by, like, 10.
So do I.
But Ravens, as like we saw again last week, they have this very unique way of just totally blowing the game and snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Yeah. So,
I mean, almost 67-yard field goal to win it. That was a heck of a bomb by him. Just got cut up in the wind a little bit. Or it was good. Scary. That Justin Tucker's one heck of a kicker, man. He really is. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you on that one. Lamar Jackson's really not having the fantasy year you would hope for, right, Josh? Is that fair to say, or is he doing okay fantasy-wise?
No, he has not lived up to his expectations. He's still been solid compared to – because just quarterback play in general has been kind of declined a bit this season, but there's a lot of questions about what they're going to do with his contract. There's a lot of people that think that he isn't running as much and using his body as much because he's trying to preserve and maximize and all that. So
true.
I was just going to bring that up, and I know you're seeing the era of the mobile quarterback right now, but Jackson's been in the league how many years now?
I believe it's his third year, right, Josh?
As a full-time starter. His full-time rookie year, he was still behind Flacco.
Right.
Okay. I just, and I've said this before, we saw it with Cam, we see it. These guys are all, they have a, when you get quarterbacks that are running the ball, they have a much shorter shelf life.
You're right.
They just do. And we can say he's only been there 3-4 years. You let someone 300 pounds hit you 12, 15 times a game.
Yeah.
And especially when you get these linebackers and DBs flying at you, lowering the boom on you when you're running the ball. I just don't see these running quarterbacks having the shelf life.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Everyone's – Jalen, does that apply to Josh Allen?
Yes.
Because he's bigger.
Yeah, but
no one's bigger than Cam Newton was.
Right. Yeah. Eventually, man, all those hits do take their toll, Scott. I agree with you. Yeah.
They don't get the same type of. Your body has to be trained to take those hits.
Oh, man.
And the one thing that a quarterback doesn't ever get in practice is what?
Hits.
You're just not ready.
No, your body's not used to it. Well, that's why they let them slide too, Scott. But that only preserves for so long. Sooner or later, you're going to get hit before you slide. So, you know, it's funny. I was watching some film 20 years ago when Brady got just pummeled by the cornerback. That would never happen today.
I thought the guy – what game? Was it the TCU game or which game? The quarterback just got
– Yeah.
It wasn't the TCU. I'm not sure. But it was a good hit. But the helmet came flying off. These guys are getting shelled when they're running the ball.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. All right, next 1 o'clocker, Josh.
Packers at Bears.
Man. Bears.
Does it matter?
Does it matter? No, it really doesn't.
Ken's
throwing in the white flag. You didn't like the 10 points last week, Ken? I thought that was a great offensive production. Yeah, the Bears. Aaron Rodgers isn't looking good. I mean.
Last week they didn't have Fields, though.
I know.
With Fields under center, the offense has looked good.
At times. At times.
He's going to get killed, the poor kid.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
He can't do that as much as he does it.
Correct. But it's exciting to see a new Michael Vick, if you will. The kid's fun.
Yeah, he is. We'll see what happens.
Well, they get closer. We're getting closer. So.
Who's going to win that game, Ken?
Well, the Packers are going to kill him.
Josh?
I agree the Packers will win. I do not think they're going to kill them. I like Pack by 3.
I give the Pack by 7.
At least.
I think the Bears are going to win it. You know?
I like the over more than anything in that game. I think you're going to see some points.
I just think the Bears are going to find a way to win. I don't know why. I think Green Bay is just done. put a fork in him.
Jordan Love looked solid.
Didn't he, though? It was weird.
He was zipping
was
that ball.
I was surprised. I was like, okay, man. You stepped up to the pump. All right, next 1 o'clocker, my man.
Real heater here. You've got the Jaguars visiting the Lions.
Yeah, baby. The two pussycats. Beautiful. Well, I'm gonna go with the Jaguars by 3. 23-20.
Better quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jared. Yeah, Jared Goff against Mr. Lawrence.
Yeah, and Lawrence is getting better. You said Lawrence had his first like highlight game last week.
He's had actually a pretty good 3
Trevor's
weeks.
Starting to get it together, man. I hope the kid makes it happen for the Jags. That'd be cool.
This is ugly. Lions by a point, I guess.
So you think they're going to beat the Jags? Yeah.
Okay. By a point. There's some exciting-ish fantasy stuff there. Jameson Williams, who's been inactive all year, recovering from injury, will be making his debut today. Zay Jones is active for the Jaguars. Their receivers, it's a very, very plus matchup for the Jags offense because Detroit's defense is so bad.
Yes.
So you've got Etienne, who's active.
They did make him active. Mm-hmm, there he was hurt. Okay, good. Well, that's good for the fantasy guys to know. And I think Jamal Williams might have a decent game for Detroit. So we'll see.
Yeah, he seems to find the end zone every single game.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. Okay, next 1 o'clocker, Josh.
The Deshaun Watson Bowl.
Yes, good old Cleveland Browns. It's interesting, man.
So it's Cleveland visiting Houston.
Wow.
You know, I got to say.
I think Cleveland's going to win the game by a field goal.
Yeah, it'll be a little closer than people think. I think Damian Pierce will have a big game for Houston. But NFL, as they always do, amazing job of stacking up a bunch of good games this week where Deshaun Jackson is going to be like the D block on a lot of shows tomorrow. Because the Cowboys play tonight. So that's everything is going to be, if they win, the Cowboys are the best. If they lose, they aren't, because that's how the NFL works. That's how the talking heads go. And you just have Miami, San Francisco, obviously a great game. Cincinnati, Kansas City, great game. And so they're able to just get this Cleveland, Houston, Deshaun stuff out of the way, and then they don't even really have to address it again. That's it. So pretty smart on them.
They are the marketing gurus. Yep. All right. How many more 1 o'clockers, Josh?
Three.
Three. Let's go with those, and then we'll take a quick timeout.
Jets at Vikings.
I like the Vikings in this one big. 27-20.
Their defense is too bad to beat anyone big. I think Mike White's going to have a big game. I like Garrett Wilson to have a good game.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay, we'll I think Vikings will win, don't get me wrong, but I think it's going to be a field goal or less.
I'm thinking 27-13, then they get a prevent touchdown and make it 27-20, but we'll see.
Interesting.
Scott, who do you like in that Jet game, buddy?
I'm liking the Jets.
Yeah. They play great and they find a way to win, man. We're going to find out what Minnesota's about. I mean, are they a paper tiger or not? It's going to be interesting to see because I really want a Buffalo Bills, you know, and Minnesota Vikings Super Bowl. I'm not going to get it, but it'd be cool because
they're
one of them.
9-2, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. The record, the way they play in the record don't indicate. Next 1 o'clocker.
Just quick note there for fantasy. Michael Carter is out for the Jets. So Zonovan Knight is supposed to be the lead back there. He played really well last week in his first game ever.
How many 4 o'clock games are there, Josh?
Four.
So we'll go over 6 games after this quick timeout. We'll do the last 1 o'clockers, and we'll do all 4 4 o'clockers in the Sunday night special and our Bucks tomorrow night. So we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600 as we take this quick timeout out on the Sports Zone. Hang in there with us. We're going to have some more fun.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Closer to the barn, Vicenza, Italy. I just want to give a shout out to my mom back in Tampa, Florida. Merry Christmas, Mom. I love you. Go Bucks!
Hi, this is Staff Sergeant Ollie Brown. I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to my family back in Tampa, Florida and Georgia.
Thank you for your service and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Moss Family Automotive and AM 860, The Answer.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. In another sign that many in the American culture are increasingly hostile to Christ and his ministries, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank decided to close the bank account of the National Committee for Religious Freedom. It is headed by former U.S. Senator, Governor, and Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback. Brownback had only opened the account a few weeks earlier. When he went to make a deposit, he was told by the teller that the bank had closed their account. Now, how's that for customer service? And to make matters worse, when the bank offered to consider reinstating the account, they wanted a list of his organization's contributors. My friends, that is outrageous, and that is none of the bank's business. But this is another troubling sign of the organized effort to silence religious freedom and liberty, and we must not tolerate this abuse. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, all right. Welcome into the Sports Zone. Rapid fire, 5 minutes coming at you. Josh, let's hit it with the next 1 o'clock game.
Caucasians at Giants.
Nice. I believe the Caucasians, a.k.a. the Commies, the Redskins, will beat the New York football team Giants. That's what I see. I see them beating them. I don't know why. I just do. What do you think, Josh? I can't give you a score on that one. That's so weird. That could be a 10-7 or 28-27.
Yeah, no, I like Giants 23-20.
Okay, all right.
And they're a home dog, which is interesting.
That is funny.
The Taylor Heineke train is.
That's it, boy. That's my boy Heineken. Yeah. You get him, Heineken. Give him heck, baby. All right, next game, man.
Tennessee at Philadelphia.
Now, this has some fantasy action here with Hurts and Mr. Henry.
A.J. Brown revenge game.
Yes. It's going to be interesting.
Game. I think they're going to feed him. The Eagles are the type of team where they like to feed those guys in those situations. DeMonta Smith, it was his birthday. They fed him, made sure he got into the end zone. They like to do that.
Yeah, and I dig that. I think that's so cool.
Tennessee, you want to avoid playing pass catchers. If you have to resort to, you know, like a Robert Woods or something, then
scary.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that situation.
No, you do not. Now, talk about a guy underperforming this year. I really thought Woods was going to do something there, Josh.
But it's like with Drake London, the volume just, it's tough, you know? Yeah. And he's getting older. He's coming back off the ACL. He's kinda, I know.
It's a shame. I like that guy. Just
best nickname in the business, Bobby Trees.
There you go. Is that funny? It's the truth, man. It's the truth. All right, next. That's the end of the 1 o'clockers, right? Now we go to 4 o'clock.
The Fighting Geno Smiths visiting the Rams, who are starting Walford. Stafford's out. Stafford's on IR.
Right. Stafford's done, which they should have done. Yeah. Cup's out. There's no reason for them to play. This is time to play exhibition football. Nobody likes to hear this, but I don't have a – if you're a real true fan of your team, you shouldn't care when they don't put the stars out there because, number one, you don't want them getting hurt, and number two, you want to see if any young talent can develop. They always say that in baseball, Josh, you know, in September.
Unfortunately with the Rams, because they microwaved a Super Bowl, they don't have any young talent, and they don't have any draft picks.
I know.
They're just in no man's land. And then it becomes the whole question, how many years does a Super Bowl buy you? Like, if you win, if you get one ring, but then you only win 3 or 4 games for the next 4 or 5 years, then yeah, is it worth it?
I think so. If you're going to use that, you know, I would.
I think there's it's about 5 years. I feel like that's the time it buys you.
You
with
always
want to
be competitive. I mean, that's the kicker.
But is Sean was Sean McVay like a Chip Kelly, where they were a flash in the pan? Is he more like Cliff Kingsbury, where he's been figured out now? Or what is he really this true genius? Is he on that Mike McDaniel, Kyle Shanahan level? I don't know.
We're going to see. That's a great point. What's the next 4 o'clock?
Miami, San
the
Francisco.
Fans in San Fran.
Yeah, great game. From
Miami never does well out in San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
But
And of it, but the advantage, obviously they know the offense is very well, but the advantage here is McDaniel knows what D'Amico Ryans is doing on defense. He's like, hey, when we did this in practice, he did this. So there is that inherent advantage there.
I'm going to say Miami upsets them. I'm going to
Really?
Yeah, 23-20 Miami. I just have a weird feeling.
Interesting.
I mean.
Well, you got some guys playing through injuries on San Fran, too.
Right, that's why. Yeah. So
I think you're going to see a relative, I think San Fran by a touchdown in a relatively low-scoring game.
All right, next 4 o'clocker.
Kansas City at Cincinnati. Some great games today.
Yeah.
Great games.
I think KC, though, is going to show up and play hard. That could be a high-scoring game. I hope it's 31-28.
Sure. Ja'Marr Chase back.
Yeah. 31-28, I'm going to say KC. But if Cincinnati were to beat them 31-28, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that game against Buffalo earlier this year, I think, where it went back and forth.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think it'll be that high-scoring. KC by, like, 4-7, more than a field goal, right around a touchdown.
Yeah. Okay. And is that it on the 4 o'clock or the one?
Chargers, Raiders.
Yeah. Again, that really don't mean anything. Again, there's some fantasy action there, you know. We'll see if Devontae Adams and, you know, can do some things. We'll see if Eckler can do something.
Yeah, waiting to see what's up with Josh Jacobs.
And then the Sunday night special?
Is the Cowboys. Colts at Cowboys.
Colts at the Cowboys. Well.
And then our Wonder Bucks.
Monday night special, baby.
You wonder if they're going to show up.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Night games against New Orleans. It seems like, you know, the voodoo hits them from New Orleans, baby. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm going to say the Cowboys beat the Colts, but it's going to be closer than you think. What do you say to that, Josh?
They're favored by 10. I think they win by 10.
Oh, okay.
I can never root for the Cowboys.
I know. I'm not. I can't. It's tough for me, too, brother. Can't. Anyway, but let's talk about it. Bucks, do they win tomorrow or not, Josh?
Yes.
Scotty?
They have to.
They have to win.
They have
Folks,
to.
We greatly appreciate you listening to the Sports Zone here on AM 860 The Answer. God bless you. Do a random act of kindness, Tampa Bay.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
This is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.